Hey, I'm Andrea, and welcome to Magic Monday. Come back every Monday for a bite-sized episode sharing a modern magic trick that will make your life happier and a bit more enchanted. For more magic, come find me on Instagram at @dreamlifeconnection. I'm so grateful that you're here. Now, let's open our digital spellbook. Hello, and welcome to a new week. And of course, a new episode of Magic Monday. In these Magic Monday episodes, we explore simple, practical, modern magic tricks that are sure to make your life a little brighter. And these are little bite-sized episodes. They're just short and sweet. And I'll share a modern magic trick that has worked wonders for me, my friends, my clients, my family, the list goes on, and hopefully you. And the intention behind these episodes, these magic tricks, is just to spread some more magic around the world. I really think the world needs a little more magic, don't you think? So, without further ado, today's magic trick. It's kind of ironic, actually, because this magic trick is essentially the art of doing nothing. And that is a mini Vipassana meditation. And you may have heard of Vipassana meditations before. I learned about them when I was living in Thailand. And they're usually about 5 to 10 day retreats where you meditate in complete silence, doing nothing but eating, walking, and sleeping. Do you remember Eat, Pray, Love when she goes to India and does a silent meditation for days? That is a Vipassana meditation. But most of us, unfortunately, don't have the time to do this or can't fly to Asia for a traditional Vipassana. And let's be honest, 5 to 10 days is scary. At least it is to me. That's intense. But what we can do is a mini version and still get incredible results. So you can actually create your own mini Vipassana meditation right at home. And I promise, it can be very, very enlightening. And think about it. Think about when was the last time you went without some kind of conversation, checking your phone, completing a task, errands, working, consuming media, etc. I mean, we live in a world filled with nonstop messages and notifications. We're basically just constantly distracting ourselves, and we rarely take the time to just be present with ourselves. So here's what you're gonna do. Hopefully, find a quiet, comfortable space in your room. I usually sit on my bed. I like to sit in front of a window because I do like to sit and look outside and maybe look at the view that I have at the time. I've done this multiple times in various countries, and I've always made sure that I'm looking at either like a tree or the mountains. Sometimes I see the birds. So you sit in your room and you set aside 4 hours to do nothing. That's right, nothing. Absolutely nothing. No reading, no writing, no checking your phone, no music, no Netflix, no sleeping, no talking, nothing. Just you and your mind. I know, it sounds kind of scary, doesn't it? Which is kind of weird to think that that's like can be intimidating, but I promise it's worth it. So I recommend putting a timer on your phone for 4 hours and then put your phone, or I actually did it on my iPad so that I won't get texts or anything. I don't want to hear anything, but you can set a timer on your phone or your clock or your iPad, but put it in a drawer and promise yourself that you won't check it. Because trust me, you'll be tempted to check your phone or your iPad for the time, or if you've received any notifications, but put it in a drawer so you don't check it. And if you live with other people, tell them to leave you alone for 4 hours. And maybe even if you live with someone, you can ask them to come get you after 4 hours. So I do this whenever I'm feeling a bit
heavy mentally or overwhelmed by all the things, or just when I feel like I need like a mental detox, I'll do this 4-hour Vipassana meditation. And let me tell you, it is a mental reset like no other. So I want to give you a quick rundown of what it's like so you know what to expect. I'm sure everyone will have different experiences, but I want to give this disclaimer so that you know that it's probably going to be difficult at first. Maybe it won't, but for me, it always is. But I promise, there's so many rewards from sitting in silence. And you might think, I can do it in 2 hours or 1 hour. But honestly, I really think 4 hours is the sweet spot because it takes a while to get into that really clear meditative state. So I don't think 2 to 3 hours is long enough. So try to stick to 4 hours. So let me give you the rundown. And these are rough estimates of times because I never check the clock. So you kind of go into a time warp, to be honest. So I'll refer to them as like hours or phases. So phase one, or what is hour one, this is where I do all the fidgeting and the thinking. I feel like my mind goes into hyperdrive. It's just like word vomit, thought vomit, just constantly thinking because I'm just alone in a room with nothing to distract me. So I do all the thinking. So I think phase 2/hour 2, I'm still thinking a lot, but I start getting all these memories coming up and I start doing like problem solving, or I start thinking about these memories. I do sometimes get very emotional. In this phase, I'm definitely wanting to check the clock. I'm wondering if I should just give up, if I should forget about it. I also wonder if this is actually working because sometimes I do get emotional and I'm like, is this working? Am I supposed to be crying right now? But it gets better, I promise. So by phase 3, this is where your mind really slows down. This is when I kind of start staring into space. I'll maybe receive some ideas or epiphanies. It's really, you get over that hump, you know, and the challenging part goes away and it becomes a little bit easier and I'm starting to relax a lot more. And then by hour four, this is the sweet spot. This is when I start getting a little bit dazed. I get a lot of clarity. There's just this peaceful feeling. I truly lose sense of time. I feel like I could keep going and going. And it feels like my brain just is drained of all these toxic thoughts. It's literally like a mental detox. It feels so good. And at first, it's really challenging. When you do this, you'll feel fidgety and restless, maybe even bored. But I promise, as you settle into it, something truly magical happens. It's like hitting the refresh button for your mind. And it's so funny how intense doing nothing can feel. It's like scary. You're like scared to do it. You're like, can I really sit in a room for 4 hours? With nothing to distract me. And one of the strangest outcomes of doing this, for me at least, is the feeling that I can do anything. If I can sit in a room and literally do nothing for 4 hours, I can do anything. So it's like a recharge. And it's so funny how doing nothing can make you feel so energized and alive. So I really encourage you to give it a try. It's definitely a challenge, no doubt, but the rewards are well worth it. It's important for us to take a break from the noise of the world and embrace the magic of stillness within. So as we end this episode, I'd love to share the quote of the week, which is very fitting. And it is, "Quiet the mind and the soul will speak," by Ma Jaya. And this is a wonderful quote because we're so often bombarded with information and content and we don't even know what our true thoughts are. So maybe we need to regularly take 4-hour breaks to get to the depths of our soul and our desires and our mind. I would be super curious to hear if this sounds fun, exciting, scary, or absolutely crazy. I would love to hear if you have ever done this. I love to do this maybe once every 4 to 5 months. It's, again, it's just this really good reset button. So that's it for this episode of Magic Monday. If you enjoyed the magic trick today, which I hope you did, don't forget to subscribe to my podcast. I would love you forever. And of course, my newsletter for more enchanting magic tricks every Monday. And thank you, thank you, thank you always so much for being here. I'm so grateful for you. I hope your week is filled with so much wonder and magic. And never forget, you are the magic. See you next time. Have a great week. Bye-bye. Thanks so much for being here. If you want to infuse more sparkle and whimsy into your life, head over to Dream Life Connection on Instagram and be sure to subscribe to my Magic Monday newsletter, where I'll send you exclusive content, free downloads, and stories as a wandering nomad. You'll also gain access to the archive filled with modern magic tricks and resources. Remember, magic is real and it's everywhere, and you are the magic. Have a great week and see you next time.